Bible reading number 98. This is taken from Joshua chapter 3, Joshua chapter 5, and a portion from Joshua chapter 6. The miraculous crossing of the Jordan River. Early the next morning, Joshua and all the Israelites left Shittim. They traveled to the Jordan River and camped there for the night before they crossed. Then Joshua said to the Israelites, "Come here. Listen to the words of Yahweh, your God. Listen, the holy chest of the covenant will go ahead of you into the Jordan River. It is the covenant with the Lord of the whole world. The priests are carrying the holy chest of Yahweh, the Lord of the whole world. They will carry it into the waters of the Jordan River ahead of you. When the bottom of their feet touch the waters of the Jordan, the river will stop flowing. The water will be stopped. It will stand up in one huge mass as if it were a wall." So the people left the place where they had camped. The priests were carrying the holy chest of the covenant ahead of the people. Then they prepared to cross the Jordan River. Now all during harvest time, the Jordan River is in flood stage, so the river was very wide. The priests who were carrying the holy chest came to the Jordan River. They stepped into the water. Just at that moment, the water stopped flowing. It stood up in a mass a great distance away, far north of the town of Adam. This was a village near Zarethan. The water that normally flows down to the Sea of Araba, the Dead Sea, was completely cut off. Then the people crossed over the river near Jericho. The priests carried Yahweh's chest of the covenant to the middle of the river and stopped there. The ground was dry. They waited there until all the nation of Israel had walked across. They crossed the Jordan River on dry land. They celebrated the Passover meal. The people of Israel were still camping at Gilgal on the plains of Jericho. It was there, on the evening of the 14th day of the month, that they celebrated the Passover festival. The next day after the Passover, on that very day, the people ate some of the food that grew in that land, bread made without yeast and roasted grain. When they ate this native grain, the manna stopped coming the very next day. The Israelites received no more manna from God. They ate the food that grew in the land of Canaan that year. Joshua's personal encounter. Joshua was near Jericho. He looked up and saw a man standing in front of him. The man had a sword in his hand. Joshua went to him and asked, "Are you a friend or an enemy?" The man answered, "I am neither. I have come now as the commander of Yahweh's army." Then Joshua laid down on the ground, face down, and worshipped him. Joshua asked, "Do you have an order for me?" The commander of Yahweh's army answered him, "Yes, take off your sandals from your feet, because the place where you are standing is holy." And Joshua did so. Jericho will fall. The city of Jericho was closed, and the gates were shut. They were expecting the Israelites to attack. No one went into the city, and no one came out. Then Yahweh spoke to Joshua. He said, "Look, I have given to you Jericho, its king, and all of its fighting men. March around the city with all your army once each day. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry 7 trumpets made from the horns of male sheep. Tell them to walk in front of the holy chest. On the 7th day, you must march around the city 7 times. On that day, tell the priests to blow the trumpets as they march. Then they must blow 1 long blast on their trumpets. When you hear that sound, have all the people shout extra loud. Then the walls of the city will fall down flat, and each soldier of the army will charge straight ahead into the city.